It's hopefully a sign of what's to come in cities and communities right across Saskatchewan. In one of its first decisions, the new council in Regina voted to dissolve what's called Community and Social Impact Regina. If ever there was a title of an arm's length committee that sounds like no one quite knows what it's meant to achieve, it would be that. And when taxpayers are facing what seem like over-the-top increases like Regina's proposed 8.5% and Saskatoon's reassessment seeing 22% proposed increases, taxpayers have every right to first ask the question, what are cities and municipalities doing to decrease spending? We pay some top salaries within city halls across this province, so I hope all those top-level people are taking a look internally about what can be done and how the places we live can deliver what's needed without constantly talking about cuts to services or tax increases that are beginning to be at the level of insanity. I'm Sarah Mills.